The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Hello, Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase item of the week. Go to bubblegenius.com and pick up their Ya Dirty Mug Celebrity Mugshot Picture Soap. Choose from a dozen different celebrity mugshots, including Jane Fonda, Sinatra, Hugh Grant, Bill Gates, David Bowie, or Mick Jagger. The image is printed on a special paper that dissolves along with the soap. It's embedded in the center, so it'll pretty much last the life of the soap. And it comes in fresh coffee scent. Only $7 at bubblegenius.com, but if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, that's B-O-B-A-N-D-C-H-E-Z, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at bubblegenius.com.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Now, see, I don't care about what you did down in Washington, because that's chicken shit radio. Here at NBC, this is real radio. And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay? Now, I'm going to teach you how to sing. All right? And, you know, I hope you can get them. Because, see, you don't have a real good voice like I'm as Captain Frank and nothing. So we're going to have to practice it.
Well,
the way it's said properly is WNBC. This is key. Come on.
WNBC.
No. Gotta be more like this. Listen up. WNBC. You hear that? Kind of lift. The NBC.
WNBC. WNBC.
Wider.
WNBC.
Easy listening with a smile.
Keep jumping, follow suit. You're gonna have a bright new future.
You people are sick.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
It is Thursday, July 30th. Holy crap, where is the summer going? It's 2015, yes. By the way. We're brought to you by BubbleGenius.com, the best damn soap in the world. I'm Bob, that's Chez.
Hey there.
Hi. We are brought to you also by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. I call him Bo. If you need a lawyer, better call Bo. In the meantime, if you want free legal advice, go to thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez. Or click the link on the podcast page. This is for our listeners only. And tell Bo that we sent you. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, by the way, I got to emphasize this. I feel horrible. I promised him Tuesday that I would mention it on the Tuesday show, and I completely forgot. J.M. Ashby on the blog is holding one of his quarterly fundraisers because he is an unpaid blogger, and he's poor. So go to BobSeska.com and find the fundraiser links. Scroll on down there. It's down there in the blog section of the podcast blog there, podcast page. And throw some folding cash into J.M. Ashby's gigantic tip jar. Thank you for doing that. He's a really good guy. He's a great blogger. And, you know, he's doing it for free. What more do you want? Okay, so... I don't know if you were following along. I know you've got Inara there, and it's Inara's big birthday week this week. But I don't know if you saw yesterday I got in a Twitter fight with Dan Bedondi again.
Yeah.
I should have been working. I mean, I should have been writing. I spent the entire afternoon just toying with Dan Bedondi on Twitter.
And then, I saw the beginnings of it, and then yeah. I took my 7-year-old daughter, and you know, and I saw him mention again that Sandy Hook was a hoax.
Yeah.
And I you know, that it never happened, and it was right about that time. It was about like 10 o'clock a.m. my time,
mm-hmm.
and I right it was right about that time when I'm just like, you know what, my daughter turned 7 today, and that puts her right in line with the kids from Sandy Hook. So
yeah.
I'm going to ignore this fucking idiot, and I'm just going to go have a nice day with my wonderful child and pretend that he doesn't exist. And I honestly, I muted him.
It's just, it's the fun of just tormenting him. Right. And just getting him to say stupid things and the misspellings and just being so thick and saying the same things over and over again. It just, it, like,
you're right.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Like, and it all started when I saw this tweet that went out. He tweeted, Planned Parenthood is racist, comma, they target black and minority babies all on record, and on record in capital letters, and then hashtag Planned Parenthood. And I just
That's
wrote
too
back.
Bad. I wish he'd spelled it the way he pronounced it.
On record.
So record. All on R-E-K-I-D, record.
On record. They, Planned Parenthood is racist. They target black and minority babies on record. Yeah, and that's, of course, a lie. And so that's what I wrote back, and I said, Dan, that's a lie. You need to retract that. That is absolutely not true. Because what his whole thing was going back to Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, you know, 75 years ago. And so I said, well, you know, what do you think of Thomas Jefferson, Dan? And he's like, ah, Thomas Jefferson's got nothing to do with this. And I said, well, just play along. You claim to really admire Thomas Jefferson and all the founders of the United States. Well, do you realize that they were all slave owners? So that if your judgment is that an organization is bad because the founder might have been racist, then you have to hate the United States.
Yeah.
Because it was founded by racists, unabashed,
absolutely,
unapologetic racists who owned human beings and forced them to work for free.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, one of the other things he said, I've got just some highlights here. He wrote at one point, I seriously hope and pray that every Planned Parenthood clinic gets wiped off the face of the earth. Evil, murdering scum.
Scum!
Hashtag Planned Parenthood. And then, you know who was the MVP yesterday? Quad City Pat. Quad City Pat was effing killing me. He's just a mutual friend that we have on Twitter and Facebook. But
hey, great guy.
Yeah, great guy. And he was just toying with Dan. It was so beautiful. At one point, Patrick said something to the effect of, sorry, I assumed you've had your first orgasm. He said this to Dan. And then Dan replies, typical troll, can't debate, so you result into your nasty mouth. You result into your nasty mouth. What does that even mean?
It doesn't mean it. It's his desperate attempt at speaking English.
Can't debate, so you result into your nasty mouth. I have no idea. Then Quad City Pat wrote, by the way, the definition of refute is to prove to be false or erroneous as an opinion or charge. And then he did a follow-up tweet that said, the definition of definition is the formal statement of the meaning or significance of a word, phrase, idiom, etc. It's beautiful. Here's just a couple of other Bedondi tweets from the debate. He wrote to me, you do realize you can fit the world's population in Jacksonville, Florida alone, right? I have no idea what that even means. He can did he read somewhere that you can stick everyone in the world inside the city limits of Jacksonville, Florida?
I don't know.
He also tweeted, "You do not see what they are doing?" Question mark. He wrote, "Depopulation," all caps, "abortions and sterilizing the population." The funny thing about this is sterilizing is spelled sterilizing. And then he wrote, the 13th Amendment is not part of the original 10. That is why real patriots want it repealed. Dan wants to repeal the 13th Amendment, which freed the slaves.
Awesome.
So God bless Dan Bedondi for providing lots of entertainment yesterday. Some good Wednesday afternoon entertainment. Completely counterproductive to me getting anything actually done in terms of my career.
I think that was it. I think that my attitude was if I got looped into the vortex of idiocy with him, the irony would be just too great because I would be foregoing time with my daughter so that I could argue with that moron.
Just as a reminder, on Tuesday we played an audio clip of Dan Bedondi in which he confesses. By the way, in case you're just listening to the show for the first time, I always forget to do this. Dan Bedondi is a minion, a sidekick of Alex Jones from the conspiracy theory InfoWars universe. So last Tuesday, we learned that Dan Bedondi is also a pilot, which someone then confirmed on Dan's LinkedIn page. Dan says on his LinkedIn page that he can pilot a Cessna.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
So along those lines, we have a brand new sponsor on the show, and here we go.
Bionic Dan Bedondi here from Bionic Dan Bedondi's Bionic Italian Airlines. Book your reservations now for luxury flights to and from all the towns in Rhode Island, because all the other states have filed restraining orders against me, and I blame the satanic bloodlust in this week's Bionic in-flight specials. All first-class passengers get windows. That's right, folks. Not only do you get to pre-board the aircraft and all those dings, but you also get to look out the windows. But some of the glass, whatever, is missing in the windows, so you gotta wear goggles. If you're lucky enough, you'll see the curvature of the Earth. The curvature of the Earth, which means the Earth is round, folks. The curvature of the Earth.
But wait, more dings!
It's been 3 weeks since the last time a dove, a seagull, or a crow bashed into one of our aircrafts. So we're celebrating by fixing our luggage compartment so your bags don't fall off the planes at high altitude. Speaking of that, Bionic Dan Bedondi's Bionic Italian Airlines will not fly through any chemtrails because the Illuminati and the globalist tyrannical...
Still more dings!
We got bath bags, folks. More dings! In-flight entertainment features live entertainment, which is my Truth Radio Show Rogue Report, live from the cockpit. I'll give you refutable evidence of biblical prophecies and the occult especially. Plus, this week, I'll interview my co-pilot, Wolfgang Halbig, about Common Core teaching kids about strap-on dildos and artificial penises.
One more ding!
Your constitutional right to shoot your guns shall not be infringed. So load up as many firearms on your carry-on and fire away, because there ain't nothing in the Constitution that says you can't shoot bullets and other dings on an airplane. And Bionic Dan Bedondi's Bionic Italian Airlines shall not be infringed. Welcome aboard and enjoy your flight.
Bionic Dan Bedondi's Bionic Italian Airlines. Dan Bedondi's Bionic Italian Airlines. And it's great.
That's good.
Horrifying.
You know, did we bother to ask him how he feels about guns on planes? Since, you know, shall not be infringed
shall
and all
not
that.
Be infringed. Yeah, absolutely. I bet he believes you can bring a gun on a plane.
I'll bet, you know what? I'll bet he does. I'll bet, never mind the fact that, oh, you know, depressurizing a plane at 35,000 feet.
But then you get a better view of the curvature of the Earth. You can look
exactly.
Right through the hole.
Yeah.
You can peek through
just
the portal.
In that split second before you pass out.
Or get sucked out through the hole.
Right, yeah. You get sucked out through the hole. You probably hit your head. You're probably going to pass out anyway in the thin air, and then that's it.
Well, his view is that all of the security at the airports is all nonsense, and that it doesn't. It's completely unnecessary. You should be able to bring a gun everywhere.
Yeah.
And by the way, because you can be armed with whatever firearm you want, you can take a rocket launcher as your check-in bag.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
bring a
howitzer on board.
What could possibly go wrong? Dan Bedondi is a pilot. Holy crap. That's still not fully sunk in with me yet. That Dan Bedondi is a pilot, that he's actually flying aircraft. It's horrifying.
Like I said, man. Like, I'd rather be on a plane with Zacharias Moussaoui than be on a plane with Dan Bedondi.
All right, so we got a pretty big show.
I was wrong, because Moussaoui was the one who wasn't on the plane.
Oh, he wasn't? Oh, okay. Well, it's still dangerous, I guess. Big show today. We're going to talk about... Oh, yeah, there's Inara's here. Inara's my big...
Hi, Inara. Please stop yelling, honey.
Yeah, I mean, Inara might be stopping by the show because she's recording a special across the hall in Channel 9. So she might stop by.
Why don't you go play with the iPad?
Who's Dan Bedondi?
Who's
Dan Bedondi's a moron.
Who's Dan Bedondi?
Dan Bedondi is just some guy. He's not very bright. He's not very smart, and he's kind of a meanie. He's a really mean guy, and therefore,
who's
you know.
Who's Dan Bedondi?
Would you stop making faces and being weird?
Dan Bedondi, you tell her that Dan Bedondi is a grown man who she is like 1,000 times smarter than.
Yeah. Dan Bedondi is a grown man who you are right now in what, going into the second grade, you're 1,000 times smarter than him. That's right. Go over there and feed the cats nerds.
All right. In case you didn't see my article in Salon today, Jesse Waters and Bill O'Reilly are still punching hobos. So we've got some audio of that. This time they went after one guy, just one guy, a schizophrenic man who's barely coherent. And Jesse Waters did his whole like frat boy D-bag a-hole routine, his whole condescending attitude to this guy. Oh, and also, speaking of Bill O'Reilly, Sarah Palin was on Bill O'Reilly last night. We've got that tape. She couldn't even answer Bill O'Reilly's super-duper softball questions. I mean, it was insane. And it's something that she's been spending the last week or so tweeting and Facebooking about Planned Parenthood. And so he's lobbing these big, big, tasty softballs over to her, and she doesn't know what he's talking about. She's not tracking at all with where he's going. It was hilarious.
She's preparing for a place on Trump's cabinet. in Trump's cabinet.
Yep, yep. Boy, that's going to be fun. That'll be exciting. Plus, Louis Gohmert, Ted Nugent. One more thing about Cecil the Lion, and then that'll be it for Cecil the Lion discussion. Because I'll give you a hint here in terms of what we're going to talk about. People are starting to be shamed for focusing on Cecil the Lion for, 48 hours or whatever it is. Plus, election news, Donald Trump. There was a NBC, John Heilman from NBC held a focus group to discuss Donald Trump, and it's terrifying. Plus, Rick Perry. Rick Perry's brain doesn't work. So we've got that audio, too. But in the meantime, we're going to take a quick break and come back and really get into the show right after this. Okay, let's talk Patreon. In case you're just joining us, we're rallying all of our listeners to sponsor our little podcast here. And if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll give you new full-length shows every weekday. Meanwhile, if you pledge $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month, you'll not only help finance the show, but you'll also get Patreon-only rewards, such as our post-mortem show, our drunken after-party podcast, and for $15 per month, you'll get all of that, plus a commercial-free, unbleeped version of our full-length Tuesday and Thursday shows. If everyone listening right now pledged just $1 a month, that's 12 cents per show, we'd far exceed our goal. Go right now to patreon.com/Bob and Chez. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Thank you for your support.
Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Oh, hi. Welcome back. It's our big Thursday show. Of course, a new after party coming up on Friday. And then we take a few days off and come back with our Tuesday show. All righty then. Okay, so Jesse Waters is maybe the most insufferable douchebag on Fox News Channel. And that's saying a lot. I mean, it's a neck-and-neck race between Jesse Waters, Steve Doocy, Eric Bolling. Oh, and Greg Gutfeld.
Gutfeld. Yeah. I think Gutfeld is the closest to him to being a true douchebag. I think what makes Waters stand out is that Waters started as O'Reilly's little Renfield.
Right.
You know, as his little minion.
Well, the difference is that I think Greg Gutfeld has the capacity to be funny, which is rare for conservatives. I mean, he can kind of be funny. I don't personally find him funny, but it's possible for him to be funny, and I think that's a redeeming quality.
Yeah, I mean, Red Eye has had it when he was on it. Certainly had its moments of being a funny show, although a lot of that is owed to Andy.
Yeah. So Jesse Waters sort of came up through the ranks at the O'Reilly Factor. And eventually got his own segment. He's now a regular on Fox News Channel. His whole claim to fame is that he goes around and harasses people.
Yeah.
Like private citizens. People who are unprepared to be on television. People who are not part of the political debate. He does these sort of ambush style
interviews. Yeah, he does ambush reporting, which just... That's cheesy when it's done on local news stations for sweeps.
Yep. Yep.
When it's done on national news, that just looks, oh God, does that look cheap?
And it's really annoying when a professional, even keeled journalist does it. But the thing with Jesse Waters is he's got this smug twat kind of effing attitude. You know, that's what it is. It's just like this. So what are you doing? What do you think? Why are you here?
He's a smarmy little prick.
Yeah, smarmy. That's perfect. Yeah, like why are you sleeping here? Why are you so crazy? Why are you doing stupid things? Huh? 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 And you go and see him like poking the person like in the shoulder. What are you doing? Poke. What are you doing? Why are you sleeping here on the sidewalk? Why are you doing it? You're just a stupid head. So he did this. So what we talked about a few weeks ago was Jesse Waters took his camera crew and they went down to Penn Station in New York City. And they started to interview homeless people because the homeless people are sleeping in Penn Station. You know, shelter, sue them. This is like, this is big national news. This is a critical issue in the world that Jesse Waters needs to blow the lid off. There are homeless people sleeping where there's shelter.
Right. And in the world, let's really think of who Fox News's audience is. They're not in New York. No. They don't give a crap about people sleeping in Penn Station. That's such an oddly arrogant New York-centric view of the universe for a network like Fox to have. I mean, you expect it. You expect it from every media organization because they're all based in New York. So when something happens in New York, it's a huge deal. But that's such a local story.
Yeah.
It genuinely is. If you live in Kansas, who gives a shit about homeless people sleeping in Penn Station?
Right.
Why is that important?
Yeah, because, I mean, the reason why it's on Fox News Channel, though, is not because of the local issue, but because the white middle-aged conservative assholes who watch that network love it when you punch hobos.
Yeah, they'll get. I do understand. I mean, yeah. I'm saying this as somebody who's trying to argue logically, but I totally understand. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't matter because the people are those people. They're not paying any taxes and they're not working and get a job. And
yeah,
they're everywhere.
Yeah, it's like, hey, why are you so poor, huh? Why are you so poor and why are you so ugly and dirty?
You're getting in the way of white people trying to get to work.
That's exactly right. Well, I think that's the whole thing.
And not even getting in the way. It's like, you're just white people can see you.
Yeah,
white
exactly.
People can see you being dirty and they don't like that.
So on the cover,
I lived in New York for a long, long time. You know what? Mm-hmm. Homeless people, guess what? They're a fact of life. So yeah. I live in L.A. now, and it's a fact of life. Just so what?
You go everywhere.
So what?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, who cares? It's not that big a freaking deal. And the idea that Fox is complaining about it now, when New York City has become so absolutely over the top in terms of it being Millionaire's Island.
Oh, yeah.
Manhattan especially.
Yeah.
It's almost like, I mean, the subtext seems to be, we pretty much, as a very, very rich white person on this island, we pretty much extinguished most of the things that used to make our days icky, not feel good as a very, very rich white person.
That's right.
Why are you still sticking around? Why are you still here?
Exactly.
Why haven't we? You know what? I have this great. How would you feel about a sort of Hunger Games type thing where we just, what was the most dangerous game? Was that, yeah. What if we just did that? What if we bring in Walter Palmer from Minnesota with his crossbow and we just, we put a number on your back and we send you off on your way and just have white people stalk you through the city.
Exactly. And that's why they're doing it. That's why Bill O'Reilly and Jesse Waters are so outraged because they live there and they have to step over people who are poor.
God forbid.
And so the New York Post, which is the sister publication to Fox News Channel, it's all News Corp. New York Post ran a front page. This is a front page banner headline with a photograph of a homeless guy peeing on Broadway, like standing in the middle of Broadway, not the Midtown Broadway, but a little farther uptown, right in the middle of Broadway peeing. And so this was front page news. With the slammer headline, with the exclamation point, 50-point type headline. Like, good Lord, this is really news. This is the most important news story of the day.
It would be news if it were meant, and I didn't read the story, if it were meant as sort of a look at what's happened to our city, like as it's illustrative of a larger problem. But again, New York is not New York of 1977.
Yeah, it's true.
New That's York right. is now – it is, again, Manhattan is Millionaire's Island. Mm-hmm. This one person is not indicative of what it's like in New York City. Granted, I know New York has a real problem with homeless people. But again, it's not like the Post is saying – You know what? Screw you, Koch. Look at what's happening in our city right now. You can't even walk through Times Square anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole kind of Summer of the Shark kind of news story. They don't have anything else, so they're running this public urination
Summer of the pisser.
Summer of the pisser, yeah. Summer of the vagrant urinator. Summer of micturation in New York City. And so, of course, Jesse Waters and Bill O'Reilly picked up on this, and they did a whole segment where Jesse Waters went out and did his douche canoe, insufferable a-hole routine, just tormenting this poor guy who was picked up after he was seen urinating in the middle of Broadway. He was picked up, he was taken to Bellevue, and they released him afterwards. So he's back on the street. It's also been reported that he's suffering from schizophrenia. Which most people who are homeless, or a lot of people who are homeless, actually suffer from. And so this is a target of Fox News Channel and the O'Reilly Factor. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll actually have this audio right after this. Hello, Bob here. Last year, I discovered Tweaked Audio for the greatest earbuds ever, and I can honestly say I'm totally spoiled now. I can't imagine using anything else. They're quite literally the finest earbuds available. Go now to our website, bobseska.com, and click the banner for Tweaked Audio for the best in earbuds and earphones. Tweaked Audio is about comfort and quality for every ear in a variety of colors, including natural wood grain. They come with a lifetime warranty and free shipping to anywhere in the world. And Tweaked Audio's earbuds and earphones will work with all of your devices. Available in mic'd or unmic'd versions, they're designed to reduce outside noise, and they're perfect for both music and talk. Hear us and everything better with Tweaked Audio earbuds. You'll like the prices, too. And if you use the code BANC, that's BANDC, at checkout, you'll save 30% off the listed price. Nearly one-third off on comfortable quality earbuds, warranted for life with free shipping anywhere. Use the code BANDC to save big on quality earbuds. Just click the banner for Tweaked Audio at bobseska.com.
Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go. Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
Yes, please do. By the way, the second half of the Bob and Chez Show today is brought to you by the BobSeska.com Amazon link. If you shop at Amazon, enter the site using our link just below the logo at BobSeska.com, and we get a small commission from everything you buy. It costs you nothing and helps support the show. Thank you in advance. Okay, so Jesse Waters did this whole thing like he did a few weeks ago, where he went out and started punching homeless people. And this one was particularly egregious because it was just one person. They focused on this one guy.
He talked to a guy who's schizophrenic, yeah, who has absolutely no idea who Waters is, basically probably doesn't even see him as human and can't actually converse with him.
That's right. That's right. The easiest target possible. This is conservative punching down at its finest. Now, we're going to start out.
You don't go to City Hall and say, why in the hell is this happening? Which, by the way, is at least somewhat legitimate.
Yeah, certainly. Go talk to de Blasio.
Yeah.
don't go after the homeless people who are at the lowest point in their lives.
Yeah. And it's like, it's like what you wrote about this, which is just, this shows you where they're coming from, which is, it's just cruel.
Yeah.
It's cruel, and it's a complete lack of anything approaching compassion.
That's right. That's really what it is. It's cruel and inhumane, yeah, what they were doing. So here's we're going to start about halfway through this clip. You get a real good sense right off the bat in terms of the Jesse Waters insufferable smug voice.
The police sent him to Bellevue.
Yes.
He was evaluated. Now he's back on the streets peeing again.
Right.
Were you the guy that was relieving himself in the city?
Camera and me. Please do not. I deny it.
Is this you?
No, 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 no. This guy pointing the camera at me.
It looks... Sir, don't touch the camera. Don't touch the camera. Was this you?
A guy who's schizophrenic.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's talking to a guy who's schizophrenic.
That's right. Yep.
In other words, he knows already that nothing will come out of that interview. He won't get... The whole thing is a put-on. He won't get a real answer out of this guy, and he knows it.
That's right. I mean, what
he's doing it for no other reason than to mock him, and because it's good television watching some poor lunatic, some poor bastard, you know, shout into the camera.
That's right. That's right.
Which is exactly what Waters knew he was going to do.
It's completely exploitative. This poor guy is going, no, 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 no. Jesse Waters is out there with two cameras shooting this guy. Probably a bunch of crew behind the cameraman at the same time. Jesse Waters is there with his Fox News microphone flag. He's like, so what are you doing here? What? Is this you? Is this you in the paper on the front page of New York Post? Huh? What's the matter with you? Why are you talking funny? Huh? What a phenomenal dick. Let's continue here.
Are you from Fox 5? Did we tell you about that? All right, don't come. There's two guys with cameras. I'm not speaking to you.
You know, you're not allowed to do this.
You're violating my... This is not your property. Check the local laws. This is not your property. Please don't come here again, and please tell this guy to stop pointing the camera at me.
Now, the New York...
Okay, now we're going to get into the post-segment wrap-up here with O'Reilly and Jesse Waters in studio. But, I mean, again, did you hear what he was doing, Jesse Waters? He was, like, scolding the guy. Not allowed to do it. Not allowed to pee in the street.
Like the guy who has no home and hasn't showered in God knows how long and lives like, you know, lives under a bridge somewhere.
That's right.
You know, lives in a little hole that he made underneath the 59th Street Bridge.
Yeah.
Like that guy's going to care about anything Jesse Waters has to say. And he's going to care about his version of decorum.
Mm-hmm. Haven't you read local ordinance? You're not supposed to pee in the street. Not supposed to do it. Why'd you do it? You're a bad, bad, bad man. Tisk, tisk, tisk on you. I'm sending you to the principal's office.
I like that description of you. Good for of him that you made. Good for you, where you said that he's sort of like a hall monitor.
He's a hall monitor.
He is. He's a little brown-nosed hall monitor.
Yeah, that's right. And the thing is he's completely impervious to any sort of criticism whatsoever.
Yeah, and he has that. And again, I say this as a disclaimer. I don't believe that all conservatives are like this, and I don't want to believe that all conservatives are like this. But Jesus, he really does have that snotty, shitty young Republican, Niedermeyer. He has the Niedermeyer marmalade, you know, I'm on top of the world.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's like a young Republican. That's exactly what he is.
He is. He's got, you know, you can see him with like, like khaki pants and like a navy blue blazer with a red tie, you know, hair parted on the left.
That's right. That's
you know, right. Which is, you know, actually more on the right probably. But yeah, it's, you know, where he's a total, like he's an Omega.
Yeah. And the punch me face. I mean, when he sits down with O'Reilly, which we're going to play this here in just a second. Oh, my God, the punch me face. The big S-eating grin. Just so self-satisfied with his little hobo punching segment. Look what I did. Papa Bear's proud of me.
Yeah. You know that he's like Waters drinks like, well, at least at one point in his life, he drank vodka and Red Bulls. You know that was his drink. And now, because he's moved up in the ranks at Fox News, it's some kind of really good scotch that he really doesn't know anything about. He just read it in a magazine somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I normally don't do this, but I did this last time we talked about Jesse Waters. His Twitter handle is, by the way, his Twitter handle is Jesse B. Waters, two T's in Waters. It was JesseBWatters. Just passing that along. Just passing that along. Okay, so here's the two.
It's like James O'Keefe III. God, it's such a cliche.
Yeah. So here's the discussion. Here's the post-segment discussion between these two.
Post is doing good reporting on this and says that the quality of life tickets and people coming in and being charged are way down. Right.
Public urination tickets are down about 1,500 first 6 months compared to the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. And you can see why. He doesn't want these things enforced. The mayor, he cracked down on stop and frisk. You can smoke weed in public now. You can pee in public. No one does anything about it. This guy should have been institutionalized. You know, you can send this guy up and commit.
Yeah. Let's get to why don't you use your platform there on Fox News Channel, the top rated show on cable news, and actually convince Republicans to get behind social services spending?
Right, exactly.
You're not going to do it. I mean, the money's got to come from somewhere.
Exactly. Instead, he's just angry that he has to see him. He's angry that de Blasio isn't as big on broken windows
as his
predecessors were.
And look up Jesse. Look up what Ronald Reagan did with some of the mental institutions and some of the places that held some of these people. Good God.
Kids live in that neighborhood. Right. You don't want kids walking. The guy can do anything. And something's going to happen. And just like in San Francisco, you wait, mark my word, something will happen. Now, just doing this report.
What is he getting at?
He's getting at
San Francisco.
Well, the San Francisco thing wasn't the San Francisco thing like an undocumented worker or something?
Okay.
Yeah.
This is what happens when, you know, cities just like, you know, people run rampant.
You know that the far left progressive internet crew is going to attack you and me. So we're mean guys, and civility doesn't matter. They want Calcutta on Hudson. They want.
God, no.
What a pompous jagoff.
Really, yeah. We're going around. We totally want just mass poverty in the streets. That's totally what we want. Because by passing affordable health care and a living wage and things like that, that's totally inviting mass poverty in the streets and public urination.
He's so full of crap.
You guys are the ones wanting to cut all the budgets. Stop spending on welfare
exactly.
and all that crap. I
mean, exactly. You're the one, you're the people who hate social services.
Yeah.
You know, don't look to the left of you.
Doing everything. This is the philosophy. It's hard to believe, but that is their basic philosophy.
It is sad, and we are compassionate. We don't want people like this, and it's unfortunate. I was criticized for the Penn Station homeless piece.
Yeah, and all we're doing is reporting.
Because I didn't interview any white homeless people. There was only black homeless people.
No. Well, you were criticized because you were being an asshole.
Yeah, exactly. You were being an asshole.
You were punching down and you were exploiting people who were at the worst moments of their life. One person admitted to you, Jesse, you douche, that she had to prostitute herself just to eat. How dare you? What a dick. All right, we're going to take a one last break and come back, talk about Sarah Palin and maybe Louis Gohmert. And if we have time, Ted Nugent. Oh, boy.
Boy, what a hit parade today.
Oh, yes. Right, we'll be back right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius Bath and Body Products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
This is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
I'm playing Burnout. Video games, awesome. Every time I hear this song, though, I think of Burnout Paradise City, because
every time I hear this song, I think of Can't Hardly Wait. Always.
The big problem with that video game, by the way, which is one of my favorite video games, at least recently, is this song plays all the time. It's just this over and over again, and I just get so... I get so aggravated, I start to turn off the music. I just go to the settings and say, shut up. Okay, so moving along here on the show, on our Thursday show this week, Sarah Palin was on the O'Reilly Factor last night, and they were talking about Planned Parenthood and Sarah Palin's ridiculous meme that she's been circulating, in which she compares the Confederate flag to, in a favorable way, to Planned Parenthood, and says that Planned Parenthood is responsible for killing 90,000 babies. As if they're just going house to house.
That's all right, though, because they would just wind up in Penn Station anyway, and Jesse Waters would have to go talk to them.
Yeah, that's right. These people care about people. They really
exactly.
They're people.
That, that was the point I'm getting at. This was not a personal opinion of mine, but yeah, this is the kind of compassion that you see from yeah. that specific breed,
like Barney.
You know, we really care. We really care about minority children.
Yeah.
Care about them very, very much. Once they get to a certain age and they've been completely screwed by the system that we set up. Well,
well, here is some authentic frontier gibberish from Sarah Palin talking about Planned Parenthood.
Joining us now from Phoenix is Governor Palin. Your essential point in this tweet is what?
This is kind of symbolic of our political correctness absurdity and the absurdity of some person's priorities when they are concerned more about a symbol that had representative the negative many years ago compared to today.
A symbol representative the negative?
Unbelievable. You know, I mean, though? She's special. That's what Donald Trump says.
That's right. She's special. She's special. You're a special person, Sarah. You know, you got to imagine that Bill O'Reilly, even Bill O'Reilly sitting there going, what a twit. Seriously, she's an idiot. I mean, he's got to be thinking that, especially after this segment, because he's going to start asking her this one question, and she just doesn't understand. She's on her 8-track loop, and she's just going to keep going.
Hey, thousands and thousands of babies, obviously, that we've seen in the news over and over with Planned Parenthood being butchered and having their baby parts sold. That people,
of course, that's a lie. That's not true.
In some parts are paying a whole lot more attention to the flag controversy than they are about what Planned Parenthood, their barbaric practices.
There we go again. There's our like, no one has the same priorities as I have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the flag. Everyone's talking about the Confederate flag, but they're just not looking at Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there it is.
Oh, please.
Let's just bring up a completely independent subject, something that has nothing at all to do with what we're talking about.
Exactly right.
Now, why did you zero in on black babies?
There we go.
It's the Chewbacca defense.
Yeah.
It is. That does not make sense. What about Chewbacca? Look at this little monkey. That's it. And then your head explodes.
Because a Confederate flag obviously has been such a focal point for much of society right now, that was an easy comparison. Again, this outrage over the flag, and then especially in South Carolina, that was taken care of. They took down the flag. But where is more of the outcry about what is actually going on with innocent human life?
Yeah,
and how
I know.
Can a civilized society even accept what's going on?
You know the lion story? The lion story
there
is engendering.
There it is. Yep.
It's funny. I'm just like exactly as he starts talking about that, a piece from Joe Peacock, who's a freaking great guy, shows up on my Huffington Post little alert. That he wrote a story for HuffPo that's just called "Why the Death of a Lion in Zimbabwe is Getting More Attention Than Insert Your Personal Cause Here."
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, I had this on my list of things to talk about. I think Elon James White is great from This Week in Blackness. He's a great guy. He does a really good podcast. But he wrote something that just made me scratch my head. He wrote, quote, "Maybe black folks in America need to dress like lions. Then everyone will be sad when we're murdered." That implies that no one is sad when black people are murdered. And frankly, I find that offensive.
It is offensive.
I mean, you got maced or pepper sprayed in Ferguson. Covering that story, people have been talking about Black Lives Mattering for at least a couple of years now, since Trayvon, for God's sake.
Yeah,
and this has been a point of outrage.
Yeah, I mean, certainly on the left.
Yeah, and it would take a couple of days out to call attention to brutality against animals.
Yeah, and something that's been going on for a while, by the way. Yeah. Something that has been going on for a very long time.
Yep.
And this is a perfect storm kind of example of it, because not only is this an egregious instance of it, it's incredibly illegal. More than egregious. It's it's just, you know, what was done to the lion was absolutely horrific.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that this guy is like just the test case for these kinds of things.
Right.
You know, a dentist from Minnesota who's been charged before with crimes involving hunting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, this guy's a scumbag.
He really is.
Yeah. You know what? All of that coming together sets up a perfect storm for newsworthiness.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we take a couple of days out from talking about every other thing to talk about this, don't be shocked.
Yeah.
You know, people can multitask. And by the way, I'm not, you know, claiming to be above above making that kind of really cheap sort of technique, which is saying,
yeah,
you know, saying, oh, you know, why are we talking about this instead of this? Because I've done it myself. I have. So I think we've all done it at one time or another. But here, there is a reason why it's not that big a deal, and why saying, why bringing two completely different topics together and then trying to compare apples and oranges with them, it just doesn't work.
No. I mean, there are enough people. It's like, you know, especially online, there are so many cliques and niche areas of the internet and in social media especially, where there are enough people in each one of those issue areas who are focused on those things that you know, you can have some people focused on animal rights and preventing brutality and cruelty to animals and still have enough people who will focus on Black Lives Mattering. There are enough people to go around that everything right. can get some level of attention. And just because this is at the top of the news this week doesn't mean it's at the expense of something else. I assure you, people will go back to focusing on BLM after the Cecil story dies out. And the Cecil story is rapidly dying out.
Here's the thing. I've never really thought about it until right now. But if he's got the money to pay $50,000 to go on these kinds of safaris, and then pay $127,000 to settle a sexual harassment lawsuit against him, then he's got enough money to just vanish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
he potentially has enough money to just go away, just not show, you know. Suddenly he's doing the teeth of whatever remains of the Third Reich in Argentina.
Yeah, he's bringing his clown suit to Argentina. All right, let's continue with this Sarah Palin audio because it gets worse.
More outrage. This lion was killed in Zimbabwe by this dentist than some in Planned Parenthood. You know how human nature is, but it was an interesting comparison. I'm interested in the black baby 90,000 figure. Here in New York, more black babies and white babies are aborted. We don't know the nationwide figure about that. It probably has to do with poverty about the black baby abortion. Would you agree with that?
No, I do not. Planned Parenthood is in the business of finding targets so they may attract those who would be perhaps disadvantaged in some ways and be made to believe that abortion is their only option. That is why, Bill, 80...
No, that's not true. They're not made to believe that, by the way.
They're trying to recruit. There's a Planned Parenthood recruitment center.
Yeah, that's right. They're targeting. I mean, you hear what she's saying? That they're targeting black people.
They're at the fair. Whenever they have like a county fair or a state fair, they've got like a little little kiosk set up with come have an abortion. Mm-hmm. You know what? Have one, you get the second one free.
And believe it or not, O'Reilly, the voice of reason here. Yeah, they're going to areas that where people have lower income and can't afford to pay for any sort of health care. So that's where Planned Parenthood goes, where the need is. Right. It's not surprising at all.
80% of Planned Parenthood shops are set up in minority neighborhoods. It's tragic that they would make anybody, a minority even, feel that they're not capable enough and they're not able and supported enough
targeting...
to go through. I'm going to finish my point.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Go through.
She's on a rampage.
Yeah. It just is like, to me, I'm just hearing,
permission to treat the witness as hostile.
40 weeks of a pregnancy in order to give their child life, that it is not impossible. It's less than ideal in many circumstances, but it's not impossible to carry that baby, give it life.
Okay,
and
all
then
right, all right. But,
you're
but,
still going listen. To school, you're still working, you're still raising it. Other children. For them to make the people...
It's like, you know what? It sounds like us talking to Dan Bedani last week.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I got... Governor, I got...
This woman is just remarkably dumb.
She's like, and he's like, Governor, no,
yep.
Phil, women feel that they're not capable of doing.
Why is she saying Phil instead of feel? She did it just a second ago, and now she's doing it again. She's saying Phil.
Phil, women feel that they're not capable.
Is that a Minnesota thing, like an upper Midwest?
She's talking
accent?
About Phil.
Phil, he's just a guy, Phil.
That's just a guy, yeah, it's just some guy, Phil. Let me tell you about Phil. Phil is a bad, bad guy.
Phil, women feel that they're not capable of doing that is absolutely atrocious.
Okay. Why do you
there
believe they're targeting minority women, they being Planned Parenthood, for abortions? Why?
As I say, they are in there trying to make these minority women feel that they're not capable of giving their child life and then allowing the spirit of adoption.
Some guy like some stagehand keeps going, what?
Yeah,
she's saying,
exactly.
Phil.
They're
Phil.
Trying to make these women into Dr. Phil.
they feel.
What? What do you want?
Phil.
What?
Phil, women feel.
I have no idea. I've never heard her do that before. She says Phil instead of feel. It's sort of like Lindsey Graham saying
strength.
I don't understand the accent. Okay.
Or good foster
why,
care.
Though, Governor, why? More why are they trying to do
she
that?
Just doesn't.
Why?
They're doing that because they have too.
She just doesn't. She doesn't know.
Do it.
He's desperately going like he's like O'Reilly is peeing in his pants. He desperately wants her to say because Planned Parenthood are racists, founded by a racist woman named Margaret Sanger. That's what he wants her to say, right. And she doesn't get it. All she's talking about is Phil.
What?
Yep.
Yeah.
Too many people deceived. They have leaders in some of these communities, including our president, who would say, God bless you, Planned Parenthood. I'm there fighting with you. People
stupid colloquial
just the,
language.
Just the, yes, the number of G's that are missing from that.
God bless you, Phil.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Deceived to make it sound like, oh my goodness, an innocent human life is disposable.
I just wanted to know if you think Planned Parenthood has a motivation to target
man, he's
my
so hard. You're right.
He's trying to get it out of her. He is like pulling teeth right now, and she's just not tracking with him whatsoever.
They've got. You know what? Look, I don't like Bill O'Reilly, but there's no way he's not sitting there thinking, "What a moron!" This
oh, absolutely, is. Absolutely. I mean, I disagree with Bill O'Reilly. I think he's a blowhard and an ass. But, you know, he's not an idiot.
No.
He's got her pegged so badly. And this, at this point, he's probably so frustrated. Yeah. He's like, I'm going to write it. We're going to do it live. He's like ready to, like, freak out on her like that.
Minority women to come in and get their babies aborted. Is there a reason they're in the poor neighborhoods? Any reason?
Wow, he's trying so hard.
He is. He's like, now, Governor, is there any reason, like, for example, are they racist? Were they founded by a racist? I'm trying to get you to say that Planned Parenthood...
Is there any reason? Maybe there's something that their founder might think that maybe might make them want to go to these neighborhoods with these blacks. I love when he says he has this explosive like blacks.
And she's like, but
I want to keep talking about, you know what, you dumb, you absolute dumb.
Holy crap, yeah.
Parenthood is a bogus business. They're in it to make money. They are in it to profit. And they have...
No, they're not. I don't...
No, not at all.
Profit. And that's why our tax dollars should not go to Planned Parenthood. They're not needed, and they're not... It's certainly not ethical for our tax dollars to go there.
I hope you're right, Governor. I don't think the tax money should be going to this organization either. And we appreciate you coming on tonight.
And, by the way, you know that it's illegal for the government to give money to Planned Parenthood to use for abortions?
Yep.
It's illegal. They can't do it. So it's not happening. It's not happening. Go ahead and investigate.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing as saying, you know, it's the Sharia law argument.
Yeah.
You know, I think that under no circumstances should we wake up tomorrow morning and find out that the United States is absolutely 100% under Sharia law, which is not going to happen under any circumstances whatsoever.
Of course not. So 3% of
but I think that you're right. Governor. The United States should not be taken over by lizard people from Mars.
So 3% of what Planned Parenthood does is abortion services, and the other 97% they save lives. They save more lives, many many more lives, than abortions performed. That's a fact. You can look it up. I got the documents right here.
Oh, God, no.
But seriously, it's empirical fact. It's objective fact. I was saying to Dan Badani yesterday, you do understand what objective means, right? Like, this is undisputed fact. The other undisputed fact is they prevent abortions. They prevent many, many millions more abortions than they've actually performed by distributing contraception. I was saying to Dan Badani or Sarah Palin, you understand that contraception prevents abortions, right? And you understand that Planned Parenthood, if you get rid of Planned Parenthood, there are going to be entire communities, entire counties, like we see in Indiana, for example, where people aren't going to be able to get either reproductive health services or any other kind of health services, HIV right. screenings, treatments, breast cancer, cervical cancer, colon cancer.
And you know what that's going to make those communities?
Yeah.
It's going to make them Calcutta.
It's going to make them Calcutta on the Hudson. Oh, by the way, Governor, just one more time. I'm trying to get you to say that Planned Parenthood's racist. Can you just say that for me just right now?
I just don't feel in depth. Oh, you betcha. Not go.
Okay, thank you so much, Governor. All right, bye, Governor. Okay, the postmortem show is coming up next for your Patreon people, and we'll see you on the after party for the rest of you. Bye-bye.
Phil, women, Phil.